Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Hey, it is Tuesday, right? Yes, it is. It is Tuesday. I'm a little confabulated. Just making up more words that don't mean anything, but yeah, you get what I'm saying. Maybe I should just need to take a day off like Kamala Harris. Can you imagine the nerve? Honest to goodness. If you're running for president of the United States and you're now 2 weeks away from election day and you're like, nah, I'm going to be hanging out at the house. I'm sorry. What? You notice how she and her ilk have changed the tone. You know what's missing? Anybody else notice? There's no more joy. No, there really isn't. Oh, we're not experiencing any joy. I thought it was all going to be joy. We're running for joy. It's going to be joy. And we're going to be happy. There's no happiness left. What's going on? What's a good question? I don't know. My sense, and look, I'm just, you know, I'm on the outside looking in. I think they're realizing, boy, this was one colossal mistake. There was a piece today. I put it up on the Jeff Katz Show page over on Facebook, the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And I think I sent it out on X as well, Jeff Katz Show on X. You should be following both of those. That's where I put everything up. But it was like, well, maybe Joe Biden was the better pick after all. Okay. Now, far be it for me to screw up the disaster that you and the left are constructing. Believe me, I'm just going to sit back here, make some extra popcorn and say, yep, have at it. And God willing, the election goes the right way. And we have Donald Trump return to the White House. We've got Republicans in control of the Senate and Republicans hold on to the House of Representatives. Let me tell you something. We can get some stuff done. We can actually save this flipping country. They know, because you can see in the material that they write, and I know you're probably not paying attention. You know how I tell you, look, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. Well, I read all of their garbage so that you don't have to. I mean, honestly, it's just insane half the time. Absolutely, positively insane. Having said that, they are adopting the tone that they are consigned to the defeat that's coming. And no amount of cheating, I guess, is going to be able to save them from this. And so what are you going to do? Well, they're already pointing fingers. And if they need any help, I'll happily remind you that Nancy Pelosi and Schmuck Schumer and Barack Obama are the folks who pitched poor old Joe Biden right off the mountaintop. Kicked him right off the cliff. And they gave you Kamala Harris, the accidental nominee. I don't think she's a stupid woman. I've told you this before. I think she imbibes a little too much, to tell you the truth. And I'm not exactly a teetotaler, you know? But then again, I'm not running for president either. But somehow, some way, 40 years in public life or 37 years in public life just hasn't worked. She hasn't gotten her act together. She's just not ready for this. She's never going to be ready for this. She's not going to be the first female president. Chuck Schumer might still be the first woman to ever become president. It's possible. And Donald Trump is now the subject of their attack, saying, oh, he's old. Okay. He's not in good health. Really? He's tired. Donald Trump is the one who is going 20 hours a day. It's not Donald Trump who took the day off to sit and contemplate his navel or, you know, clean his cuticles or whatever the hell she's doing. I think she's memorizing and running lines. That's what I think is going on. because they said she's taking the day off to prepare for an interview. How bad do you have to be to prepare for an interview? You got to remember, I was interviewed by Al Jazeera Television. Go ahead, let that sink in. Al Jazeera, about 2 years ago, came to the United States, and they did this whole extended piece on American talk radio. And I was one of the guys they chose to speak with. How much preparation do you think I had to do when I said, yeah, I'll talk to you, to Al Jazeera Television? You think I had a clue? Of course I did. Kamala Harris is the sitting vice president of the United States. I don't think there should be anybody at all in any place that has an interview lined up with her that is going to make her take the day off from work to prepare for the interview. Ma'am, if I can handle Al Jazeera Television, you can handle whatever the hell's coming your way. It's craziness. Absolute craziness. And what are they obsessed with? Because Donald Trump made he made one of those jokes about Arnold Palmer. Cut number four. Number four.
It all comes after Trump campaigned in battleground Pennsylvania.
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole damn thing, right?
But raising eyebrows with this lewd digression about Arnold Palmer, spending 12 minutes talking about the golf legend in his hometown of Latrobe.
When he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God, that's unbelievable. I had to say it.
Trump also holding a photo op at a Philly area McDonald's, working the drive-through window to pre-screened customers.
We love you. Come here. Thank you.
And scooping out French fries.
You got the salt on it.
Saying he doesn't believe the vice president worked at McDonald's for a summer in college.
Nobody believes she worked at McDonald's. You know why? Because she didn't work at McDonald's. And the talk about Arnold Palmer and his issued equipment has been around forever. This is not something that Donald Trump just made up. Everybody, if you have spent more than, I don't know, 30 seconds, 60 seconds speaking with someone who knew anything about Arnold Palmer, yes, they would tell you what an amazing human being he was. Absolutely incredibly talented golfer. A decent man. And if you spent a little more time and somebody was in a, an unscripted moment, they go, oh, by the way. They there were all sorts of jokes about the, I'm not going to repeat any of them. You can make up your own jokes. It shouldn't be that hard. Because everything that you're thinking right now, that's exactly what they did. It's easier for the guys, right? Because I don't care how freaking old we get. We still maintain in our souls that 11-year-old boy. 12-year-old boy, and we laugh at bodily functions, and we talk about bodily. Well, yeah, I mean it's just no biggie. It's not not Arnold Palmer. I mean what I'm talking about is not a biggie. It's not an issue. And I think Donald Trump is just continually connecting with regular people, and the left can't connect with regular people because the leftists hate regular people. I've told you this before, haven't I? And I know it's like a lecture, and I don't mean it to be a lecture, but I am telling you, they hate you. They hate me. They hate us with a passion. We actually do eat McDonald's. We actually enjoy French fries once in a while. Maybe you're at a point where your doctor has said, hey, listen, you can't be doing French fries every day. All right. I should tell you, for the record, my doctor, the best doctor on God's green earth, Dr. Robert Quarles, Threshold Medical, Midlothian, we've never had that conversation about French fries. Because I think what the good doctor's attitude is, you gotta treat yourself every once in a while. Don't be an idiot, but, enjoy what you can enjoy. That's a good way to live life, right? Nothing wrong with that. Oh, and they're beating up on Elon Musk, too. Oh, my gosh. Poor Elon Musk is just trying to live the American dream. And he is. And he wants other people to live the American dream. And he is willing to invest his own money to help people. Those should all be things we salute. Instead, he's under attack. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Plus, another and this one is MSNBC, attack on Donald Trump that you're going to listen to. I'm going to force you to do it in a moment, and you're going to think, well, there you go. This is why I just can't take you people seriously. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I know you'll take my friend John Reed seriously. He's going to be here, 6 a.m., always a great program with John. And then tomorrow evening, Kevin Sorbo, who was just with us, is going to be at the Virginia Council over in Glen Allen. I'm excited about it. If you didn't get your tickets yet, there are a couple of tickets left. Go to thevirginiacouncil.org. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.